I'm speaking to Tom Finn, who's reporting for The Guardian from Yemen. Tom, where are you and what's going on?
I'm marching down the main road with around 400,000 or 500,000 pro-Saleh supporters who they all gathered outside the President's Mosque for a Friday prayer ceremony, and now they're all marching towards the centre of the city. People aren't sure what their plans are. I mean, there's huge numbers of these guys, and some of them are growing frustrated and angry. I mean, I just saw a bunch of these guys attacking a house belonging to who was an opposition party member, and they smashed the windows of that house, and there were some confrontations with the army. So, you know, they're now marching now straight towards the centre of the city, and people are worried that they may march towards the university, which is where equally large anti-government protests are going on. So, again, as we keep seeing in Yemen, we've got these two huge Biden demonstrations, people marching for and against the president.
And has there been any reports of clashes so far today?
None so far today, but people are worried that that's going to happen. I mean, yesterday the British embassy upped their couple of lines, said that, you know, they were worried that there would be clashes today. As I said, there are rumours flying around that these guys are marching from the university, and if that happens, it would be disastrous. But so far, I mean, I'm just in the middle of this throng of people now, and it's not clear normally where they're going. They're just marching. So it remains to be seen where they end up.
And you've got two groups of people diametrically opposed to each other. How difficult is it for Saleh to sort of do anything right in this situation?
Yeah, well, I mean, definitely, you know, opinions are sharp in Yemen. It's kind of reached a stage now where you're either for or against the president. Like, a few weeks ago, there were still a lot of people who were very indifferent towards the whole thing, but now, I mean, these two sides are both growing. People say that the guys who are in support of the president are being paid or bribed to come. And I think some of that might be true, but I mean, there's 500,000 people here. I'm not sure if they've all received money and whether or not, you know, it's fair to say that all support for the president is safe. The president certainly feels more confident after seeing this today and a similar rally last Friday. You know, he appeared to be emboldened by the fact that there were so many people turning out in favour of him. And then he kind of stepped back from offering concessions to the opposition. So, I mean, the violence has decreased, but the numbers are increasing, basically.
And it sounds like the process in particular perhaps don't have set plan. The anti-Saleh supporters have been planning for
Well, again, a lot of it's rumour. People of the anti-government protest are worried that they've been losing momentum in the last week. About 8 or 9 days ago, they had a week where scores of people were stepping down, defecting from the regime. It looked as if Saleh was on his way out. Now, this week, we've seen the president becoming increasingly defiant and bold, and people at the anti-government protest trapped outside the university, there's a number of them that want to march. They say it's no good us sitting here any longer, and we have to raise the stakes. So there's actually conflict within the anti-government protest camp as to whether or not they should march or not. But if this keeps continuing, you know, this defiance from the gut from the president, and then you may see, you know, the anti-government protesters being more divided. And some may try to march or to up their protest. At the moment, it's just a peaceful sitting.